Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting? Please follow us.
Yes.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to this damn podcast.
Yeah, tell your friends.
I want someone that is a car company to sponsor this son of a gun. Car company or a new mattress. So we're hoping, you know, we get enough subscribers.
Are you like my mom and you think that if you have a car company subscribe, they will give you a new car?
100%.
Or like advertise?
It's like the time I did a commercial for Calphalon. My mom thought I would get 25 new pans as payment. And I go, no, Mom, they pay me in cash, not
thank
in
goodness.
Pans.
Yeah.
She's like, I need the 16-inch. Super. No, big news. I cut off my hair. Travis and Taylor got engaged, and then I cut off my hair. This is not uncommon for me to have to disrupt my life when everything is going well.
I have to
make a big change.
I didn't see this haircut coming at all. Usually she will think about it for a long time. She will threaten to do it. She will, like, Pinterest, you know, look at other haircuts that she would like it to look similar to. She just came out.
Chopped.
Yeah.
8 inches.
Look, here's how I know it's good. I thought your hair looked fantastic before you got it cut. And I think I like this better.
I have to say, Jenny did such a good video about Taylor and Travis. And you brought so much joy. It was so fun. And that day was so special. And we're very excited. It's not like we're like texting each other, like, what's the dress going to look like yet?
No, but we will get into that probably. Here's the deal.
I want her to have mints.
If you follow the podcast, and I know that a lot of you, thank you for your messages that they were like, I thought of you as soon as I heard. That's very sweet. I was genuinely happy. I am genuinely happy. Was I a little ridiculous in the video? Yes.
Because we're comedians?
And also that is who I am. And then my husband did tell me not to drive because I do get like too giddy and excited about stuff. And then I like calm down and
tell her
totally
not to drive.
Rational.
Period.
Just at all. And then I did calm down, but like Kristen and I were reacting to a lot of just the fucking angry people in the world right now.
You know, you can say whatever you want about Travis and Taylor, or how about this? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I think we should be their wedding planners. I think nobody would do it better.
Step back, Martha Stewart. You've been a Taylor Swift fan. All of a sudden, you want to plan that wedding? Back the fuck off, bitch.
No, you need to bring in a little bit of country and a little bit of class.
That's
and
right.
That is the new name of our LLC, wedding
planning.
Little
bit planning, of country, little bit of
little
class.
Bit of class. And sure, I really am like to repeat myself. I love those damn mints. I think there is a version of it that's classier than what I know. But I've never eaten anything more at a wedding than those damn mints.
They make me sick. They kind of make me sick just thinking about it right now.
I did barf one time at a wedding because I ate too many of them. Well, I just can't.
I just said this. This is all I'm going to say about that particular part of the Travis and Taylor thing. We'll obviously do an episode closer to the wedding. The women who have followed the page like for the last 10 years and stuff, or new women to the podcast, might have said something like, you know, I'm not a fan of either one of them. I don't get it. Why are you excited? And I said, because this is a romance novel series that I have been following, and the main character just like the best thing happened.
Like, also, there are people that are like, hey, I'm not into this, but I love that you're so excited.
Yes.
And that is, as far as I'm concerned, the most negative version of a comment that you should be leaving. But I am shocked at the number. So Jenny's video did very, very well. And every time these videos get a certain size, I always say they go into the dark web. And I have experienced it firsthand.
Yes.
And the comments, you know, we are two Gen Xers who were not defined by social media. So we are big shouldered in that we can handle some of this criticism and we do it with a tongue in cheek situation. But make no mistake that we read all of them.
I do this too. And I'm sure that you do this. If somebody gets like too mad at you, like I want to swoop in and just fucking destroy.
Oh, you have no idea how many times I've written the shittiest comments back, and then taken a screenshot, settled myself, and then deleted it because we're not going to go low because somebody goes low. But I will say this. I find it ironic the number of people that tell us to get a life or that, or that this isn't worthy of excitement. I just want y'all to know I do a little investigating.
I do too.
I might just randomly fall on someone's shitty comment and I go look at their profile and I'm like, well, Diane, you like collecting fucking cups from gas stations. And you know what? You know who would celebrate your dumbass cup collection? These two bitches right here.
Yeah.
Because if I ever met you in person and you were like, here's my cup collection, I would immediately think to myself, not my thing, but I'm so happy that you like collecting dumb fucking cups from Casey's goddamn gas station. I'd be like, whoa, look at all your cups. This is awesome.
Yes. And what the internet allows you is the last word. You can go on anybody's page and you can say something crappy, which I think is the equivalent of writing like you did a bad parking job and then leaving that shitty note on somebody's like windshield and not signing it. Like, it's not fair that you get to come at me and I can't clap back.
I always say when we teach our kids how to be good people and what we say, what that really means is sometimes you have to turn the other cheek when what you want to do is just dial in.
I do have one. I was thinking I could do a dramatic reading of one one message that I ended up deleting.
Oh, I had to delete one too. I like when Sarah said something rude about how nobody cares about Travis and Taylor and that this is dumb news. And I'm like, well, Sarah, nobody cares about your trip to the Wisconsin Dells.
Did you read this comment from Kathy?
No.
I'll start reading. Okay. I will do a dramatic reading of.
Oh, please.
Because there is no other way to take in this information. Okay. All caps. Boomer.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's crazy. You are absolutely daft and your naive daughter. I'm also reading word for word.
Okay. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Have you not heard? You should never idolize a celebrity. Do you want to know why? Because you don't fucking know them. You don't know what they do behind closed doors, first and foremost, with 8 exclamation points. Now let me tell you a little bit because you are not aware because you're a clueless mommy with a naive little daughter. As a mom, you should really look into who your daughter values and who you put values into like. I'm reading
is
word for word.
Is this real?
Yeah.
I did not see this.
Oh my God, you type of women that know nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. This is another woman who...
Okay.
It goes, Kristen, it goes on.
Oh my God.
It goes on. If you're going to write that much, do it in word and do grammar correct, okay?
She's
because
got a lot
you
of
are
going to
lose some credibility.
Get ready. We're going to take this.
Yes.
This is a thing. Oh my God, this is a thing. We got to act out the shitty mail we get, but also we get lovely messages.
Mostly lovely.
And let me tell you, they come at the same time, which is so interesting.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Talking about being in a sandwich generation, which means you're taking care of your kids and you're also taking care of your aging parents. I think it's the hardest thing to talk about. It's a struggle that, like, I don't think our generation quite knows how to articulate it yet, because we're just dipping our toe into it.
We're defining it.
You know, you have suffered losing your dad. My parents, I do feel very lucky. They, you know, I say, like, they don't have sickness. They're just like Buicks where the hubcaps are starting to pop off a little bit, or they, you know, that kind of
more maintenance,
a little bit more maintenance, but it still runs. Everything's great. Like, it's, you know, my dad is in good spirits. He does have to have another surgery, which is just a drag, but I talked to him today and he was like, as funny as ever. And how you doing, kid? And lighthearted. Yeah. So just know that, like, when I did that podcast, I was really sad. And Jen and I made an agreement a long time ago when we were sitting in those playroom chairs that we would be where we are.
Yeah.
And if that was, we were both sad, we would be sad. If we were both giddy, we would follow that. And if we wanted to have a cocktail, we would follow that.
Yeah.
So that day I was feeling frustrated and sad. And so I received a message from a woman that was basically saying that I was not a good daughter because I was being critical of a time of my dad's life that is, I should be celebrating him more. And I want to, so then at the same time, literally the same day, within the same 5 minutes, I received another message from a woman saying, I'm driving to go take my mom to an appointment. She has, dementia. My dad is having a hard time with his health. And this is the first time that I have felt like somebody has talked about it, that I feel seen. And and those make me feel great. If all the comments were one way, you're not moving the needle. But if all the comments are the other way, then you're taking on too much criticism.
I do think that, like, part of the reason we're a good team of comedy, and part of the reason that, like, we both gravitate towards comedy in life, you know, is that, like, Kristen is an incredibly introspective person. Like,
believe it or not, I don't seem like it.
She's a worrier. Like, she processes things, like, a lot, like, thinks about it. And are you doing the right thing? Are you saying the right thing? Like,
it sucks.
Yeah. And I am a shy person. So, like, putting yourself out there is hard in different ways for us. Cause I am, even though I'm shy, I'm a little bit faster to tell somebody to fuck off.
Yeah. I just am automatically assuming I did something wrong. Then I break it down and then I'm like, no, they were the dick. That wasn't my fault. Like, I rarely say that wasn't my fault. You want to know, I've only made, this is God's honest truth, because I think, especially coming from a funny place, I could definitely, like, add some zingers. I made fun of Free People shorts.
Yes.
And I just stand by it. They were literally the shortest shorts I've ever
underwear.
Seen. And I wrote, oh good, a hat for my bush. And it went viral. I was really proud of it. But Free People is not a person. Like, by the way, we're really burying the lead here, because the number of positive comments we get is 10 to 1.
Oh my God, it's so many.
It is so many. And those delightful comments about Taylor and Travis, like comments like, seeing them get engaged makes me think about when I got engaged. It makes me love my husband more. Or like, oh my gosh, this is like, my daughter's so excited. We had cupcakes.
Yes.
Okay, man. It's just a little more joy.
Yeah.
Can't we all just enjoy a little bit of that?
It is going to begin with being less angry. Like, fucking calm down before
that
you
doesn't
say
mean
something.
Care less.
No.
And that doesn't mean get involved less. And that doesn't mean don't take a stand.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to be angry about it.
Yeah.
And that the anger is what is separating us. It is the thing that is stopping us from forward progress, is that nobody can just be a little bit reasonable. And I do believe that's because we are inflamed, because we are typewriter warriors. We're keyboard.
Yes.
How old am I? keyboard warriors.
We're typewriter.
We're
word processor warriors.
Well, you know what? If we were typewriter warriors, there would be less hurt feelings because you have to fucking deliver that
message.
That's
right. And you had to use whiteout involved.
Yeah.
I would get on the phone, a fiche machine, and check out what the latest news was. And then I would get angry and I would just
type away.
I would use a telegraph machine to send some angry words.
Hello, word, full stop. I, full stop, am.
You naive woman and your naive daughter.
Her life savings.
Oh,
to
my
send
God.
This in a
stop.
Did she stop? Fuck if she had to pay per word.
Don't idolize celebrities. Stop.
Stop. How much am I up to? $12? Shit.
Forget it.
That is a $2 million message.
My God.
We are going to do this as a monologue
we
at
have
a show.
To.
We're
going to
do this.
To.
We're going to fucking make this into a play.
Because
tell me that you wouldn't want to go see
it
that.
It is everybody's Aunt Sandy when she's gone off the rails. Like,
speaking
she's had
of,
two Chardonnays in there.
Are you quoting weapons? Is that her name?
Gladys. Okay. Two media things we got to talk to you about, ADD.
You know what you're going to get when you listen to this podcast? Two women that love you and my attention deficit
disorder. Our opinions,
disorder.
Fresh information on media.
Fresh information. Nothing will... I would like someone who listens to us regularly just to take notes on what we don't finish.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because that will be our next podcast.
Sheila, did I tell her to watch Weapons in the last podcast?
Did you?
Guess what? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It took everything I had for nobody to spoil it for me. And I'm telling you, my husband will spoil shit he hasn't even seen. And I go, don't you talk 1 second about Weapons. I want to see it. I love horror movies. I've heard this is like extraordinary. Jen was like,
so good.
Oh my God. And I go, no, don't tell me. So I just went to it on date night with my husband, who's so, first of all, he's 6'4", big dude, agile.
Athletic lover,
big puss in the movie theaters.
Oh, okay. That, I didn't know where you were going with that after athletic lover.
The biggest
lover.
Baby. I crap my pants almost.
It's really good, you guys.
At one point I was like, why? Like the audibles that were coming out in the movie theater were fantastic. I highly recommend going and seeing it in the theater. Like,
it's so good. If you see it with
holy,
a bunch of people.
Holy.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
It is the new movie that is a horror movie with Josh Brolin. And I'm not going to tell you one thing about it, but go see Weapons
so we
can talk openly about it and not spoil anything.
And Kristen and I had the same idea for a Halloween costume.
God damn it.
But I'm going to let you do
no,
it because
you
here,
should.
No, here's my reason.
Are we going to spoil it right now? We don't want to spoil it.
We won't spoil it, but there is a scary character.
Okay, obviously, it is a horror movie.
But this is, because I always wear the same thing like out trick-or-treating and stuff like that that I wear to the school for our funival. And I'm like, I would scare the living shit out of kids if I wore that outfit.
I'm not going to say this to hurt your feelings, but I do feel like
I could
go into your literal hanging rack that's in this hallway and pull three options for
I
that character.
I will tell you, the reason I thought of that Halloween costume is I was wearing these large oversized frames the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I
okay, we
like
can't tell
character.
You more. We're gonna
see it. We'll talk about it later.
We're gonna talk about this documentary called Unknown Number. If you haven't seen it, stop listening right now because
yes.
we're gonna
oh, are
talk
we gonna
about it.
Say what it is.
I think so.
Okay.
Because I think it's a really, really. Important and timely, and all of us as parents should be watching it.
It actually does kind of relate to what we were talking about earlier, like
the online
and tech bullying.
Yes. Okay. So basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, well, you tell what it's about, more or less.
Well, it's about this girl named, it's Lauren.
Okay. Nicknamed Lo.
Yes. She's very sweet, and she starts dating this boy. They're
Owen.
Both sweet and lovely. The families are friends. It's a small town in Michigan. And the girl starts getting mean texts from an unknown number.
And mean, like, they start out at an 8. They end at a 15, if you know what I mean.
They
it starts out with, you're fat. Why are you wearing those leggings? You're a skank. Owen doesn't love you. Owen doesn't want to be with you.
He doesn't want your vagina.
That's like a 12-er. Yes. Like, these happen. So these texts go on for 22 months.
Yeah. And the FBI gets involved. The local police get involved. They wrongly accuse people.
They sure do.
And then, so stop listening now.
Because we're going to, okay. It comes out. Okay.
FBI
so
these texts,
here's where I'm going to say a thing. You're watching this documentary, and if you are someone probably of our age, I'm in my head going, take away the phone.
Me too. That was
take
the first
the
red flag.
Why are you even...
Get them a new phone number.
Get them no phone.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that there was never that option and the parents didn't want to talk about that being a thing...
Big red flag.
...tells you how addicted everybody is to their phones.
But also,
get rid of the fucking phone.
Okay, so
Lauren's... She's receiving 40 to 50 texts a day. Very long-windy, mean... specific to her life, to her...
Telling her to hurt herself.
Telling her to kill herself. Telling her... Which, by the way, just so you know, is absolutely a felony. So...
Oh, yeah.
If you're not having conversations with your kids that words actually do matter, because they fucking matter. Like, if your kid receives a message that says that, God
you
forbid...
You go right to the police.
...your kid says something stupid, just know that there's responsibility there. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
So what they find out... After 22 months and a diagnostic of the phones and the IP address, it was Lauren's mother.
Yes.
And I felt like, what did you feel like was the, I felt like the diagnosis that made most sense to me was cyber Munchausen by proxy.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, she's
getting.
I thought
Owen's mom was a little quick to go, well, it's because Owen is so attractive.
I know. That's, yeah.
Right. You don't see this coming.
She explains herself, and I don't know why she did what she did. Like,
she explains herself, and you're very aware of the fact that she is not a well woman.
She is not a well woman.
There's no way you could explain it.
They have the police, like the armor cam, when they go to confront her. And the weird thing is she's like, I don't want to leave her. I don't want to leave my daughter. It's almost like she's got this unhealthy obsession with her. And then she definitely does when she goes to prison.
She goes to prison for a year and a half. And it's a strange communication with the emails.
This was very unhealthy love and obsession that the mom had about the daughter.
And the lying about not having a job. And she worked in tech.
But it was such a clear case of like, here's what unhealthy love does. It fucking works. That girl is still obsessed with her mother.
I know.
She still loves her mother. And God, please put her in counseling so she
can
have
she is.
A
they
healthy
did a,
relationship with someone someday.
I thought the cyber Munchausen by proxy in that the mom would send the text message would send the girl into an emotional spiral, and then the mom was needed, makes the most sense to me. As she was talking, I was like, I don't believe a word you're saying.
No. The things that she was saying were like
the
insecurities
meanest.
That her daughter would have. And I'm like, oh, you're bullying your daughter.
It's
like,
fucked.
It is.
But it's a great documentary.
My God,
get
you gotta
ready.
Watch it.
But if we've ruined it for you, then...
I think still watch it because it still blows your mind.
The reveal is insane.
It's insane. So there's another one that I just started watching that I want you to watch. I tried to watch another documentary. It was a different documentary. Netflix just knows what they're doing with documentaries,
guys. I think they literally, in my sleep, they have a chip in my brain. And they're like, what do we program for this middle-aged woman to watch? What will hook her?
Yeah.
And it's whatever I want.
I started watching the Netflix documentary on Ruby Frank.
I can't.
Yeah, no, I tried to watch that one
before.
Oh, you
mean this woman just accused us of being like her?
That's
cool.
That's what I'm saying.
In the monologue, you guys, in the monologue. There's so many pages in here.
I know.
She mentioned the Illuminati, the Bible, fucking what?
God.
What does she do for a living?
Honestly, to be a member of the Illuminati. Like,
I
does
don't
that
even
mean
really
you
know
just
what
cash
that is.
To burn?
I think it's hip-hop stars, right?
No. I think it's like these. God,
are we going to get struck by lightning talking about it?
No.
Is it like.
Because I don't. Listen.
I don't know what it is.
I believe in goddamn ghosts, and I don't believe in the Illuminati. Supposedly, it's the 11 families that rule the world, sort of.
This is what happens. People start talking about that. I saw Focus,
she
and I lose
absolutely
information.
Did. I saw her, like, her eyes unintentionally crossed.
I think because the people that talk to me about this that actually buy in make me want to roll my eyes. I don't leave mean comments on their page, but I can roll my eyes because I'm in front of them. And that is,
you're allowed to do.
That is social signaling.
That's right. You're allowed to do that.
I'm not hiding it. If you know me.
No, she is. If you have ever seen her have a problem with a flight at the airport, open Delta. Give me your name, ma'am.
I've never been like that.
She's never said, give me your name.
I've never said, give me your name. I might have gotten salty when they give me shit about my guitar, but that is just me.
Yep.
And two Delta, and I got my, it's okay.
You know what?
You know what? It's face to face.
That's right.
I can reconcile.
That's right.
You just got to have, that's the problem. You got to have, if you're going to have a beef, you got to have resolve. And you can't have a resolve if you're just on your goddamn keyboard.
That's right. You can't do a flyby. You got to be willing.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, if we just, we're like, let's go to her house. Hi, we received your 5-page email about Taylor and Travis being engaged. We just wanted to talk to you in person.
Yeah. You know what sucks for me a little bit about, I don't know about her. I mean, she seems a little far gone, but I usually like people. Like, it's very rare when I'm like, I don't like that person. When you meet people in person and like talk to them, like how often in a day are you like, ugh?
Oh, speaking of, I just met the nicest woman in my neighborhood. She doesn't speak a lick of English. She's this cute little like Chinese woman, and she has all these fruit trees in her front yard. And I bet I talked to her for 15 minutes before I realized that there was no communication happening, not in a verbal sense, but she gave me a whole bag of dates, which were really delicious.
Look, and like, that's a universal
I'm walking down
language.
The street, like, this is sweet.
Yes.
This is what it is. Can I just say one last thing? You guys, I've tried with the fairy porn. All right. I've given it a real shot.
Okay. Yeah.
The print is so small and I don't have an iPad right now. And I'm tired. My eyes are tired.
Yes.
Jen and I are working so hard.
Yes.
My eyes are tired. So I just started getting into audiobooks. You know, I did.
Ooh.
I listened to an audiobook when I drove to Palm Springs and it was called Atmosphere. It's a hot bestseller right now. It was fine. But I did listen to what I think is the best book. It's been a really long time that I've ever connected to a character where I was really sad when the book ended. And I keep thinking about her. And it's the audiobook in particular, Eleanor Oliphant is completely fine. And this reader of this book is so good. And this story is so wonderful. And I sobbed when it was over. And I think about this character, Eleanor, like every day. Aww. I know that's weird, right?
No, like, it's not weird.
I called my sister and she makes fun of me for taking forever to read a book. And so I called her and I was like, I'm just having a hard time disconnecting from this character. She goes, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You fall in love. And so I just highly recommend that book. It's so special. That's it.
That's exactly what I have done with Taylor Swift. Even if she weren't a real person, I have followed her love story and
she's engaged. It's a real story and it's awesome. And like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Jump on board. It's not too late. We're just going to have fun talking about her because it makes us feel good.
Yeah.
And he looks good, but I don't like his hair all the time. I'm not going to like it if it's too long.
I don't care anything about his hair.
Okay. Can we just talk one thing?
One more.
When he's kneeling down proposing and he's not like the ring box isn't out in front of him. He's like close to her and he's got his hand on her waist and his hand is like, palming her waist, I was like,
Yeah, that's not a breast pump. That's her
vagina.
Yeah. I am disappointed because I sent you a picture of him, and it looks like he's got a kielbasa in his pants. And you didn't react to it, Kristen. So I'm going to go back and look at our text exchange. And I would like you.
I'm sure I'm like, I got a haircut and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like,
it was,
on the
I think
heels,
it was. I
on
think
the heels of you sending me a funny meme and reel. And if you're not those friends, that's our love language is us
I
sending.
I sent it to you specifically for you to look at his crotch area.
I didn't. You should circle it. I don't see it. I hate what Mahomes.
Yep. You see it now, don't you? What in God's name is going on there? What in I? What is? It's like he's got a universal remote stuffed in his pocket and he's taking it into a red carpet. I don't understand. It's him and Patrick Mahomes. I sent it to Chris and no response. But
well, I was getting my haircut.
What's he gonna hold? He's gonna fold it up multiple times to get it in there. Good for you, Taylor. And that is how you live a happy life.
You're marrying a tripod.
Did we just
enjoy your life?
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.